would be recorded in heaven. Jesus then goes on to tell them how blessed they are that they know these things and that they have seen these things, and that many prophets and kings wished to know the things in which they know now. And as he was telling them these things, a lawyer stood up, and he put Jesus to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, Well, it is written in the law. How do you read it?" And the lawyer answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But the lawyer, wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "Well, who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied and told the man this parable. A man was traveling down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell upon robbers. And they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. And by chance, a priest was going down on that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite also, when he had came to the place, he saw him and passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, who was on the journey, came upon him, and when he saw him, he felt compassion upon him, and came to him, he bandaged him up, pouring oil and wine on him, he put him on his own beast, brought him to the inn, and took care of him. On the next day, he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the innkeeper, and said, "Take care of him, and whatever more you need, when I return, I will repay you. Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell upon the robbers?" And the lawyer answered and said, "The one who showed mercy toward him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do the same." At first glance, this brief story that Jesus tells, its meaning is simple: love thy neighbor as thyself. Although if we put ourselves in that time and place which they were in, this is an unusual story and out of the norm for the time and place. Having a Samaritan be the unlikely hero of this tale, the Samaritans, a half-breed people whom the Jews despised everything about, hated them so much that the Jews would travel out of their way to not travel through their land. Even though this was not the first time, fact or fiction, that a Samaritan would show mercy toward an Israelite. And it's so unlike us today and Israel then to forget the past. In 2 Chronicles chapter 28, it tells how 200,000 of Israel's number were taken captive and brought into Samaria along with the spoils. But Oded the prophet convinced the people of Samaria to show mercy on their brothers and sisters from Israel. So they clothed their naked, anointed them, fed them, put their feeble on their donkeys, and brought them home and went back to their own homes. Does this story sound familiar? It almost makes the parable that Jesus told sound a little more recap of history instead. And if we look at this parable, there are many varying opinions about the meaning of this, other than just love thy neighbor as thyself. Regardless of who your neighbor may be, if this story is looked at allegorically, meaning the characters and events have spiritual representations, this story may have a more profound interpretation. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. The man may represent Adam or mankind as a whole. The man's journey, in reality, the trip from Jerusalem to Jericho was an elevation change of over 1,000 feet. Hence, that he descended down. The descent down may be man's descent from a pure, close relationship with their God, traveling farther down into sin and getting closer to hell and damnation. The robbers may represent Satan or even the world that strips us of our dignity and we are left half dead because of our sin. The priest and the Levite represent the law and the prophets that were not able to save us or mankind from our sins. But then along came the Samaritan, a man despised and hated by the people. This man may represent Jesus, who knows what it's like firsthand to be despised and hated, even to the point others would want to take your life. He saw the wounded, half-naked stranger lying alongside the road, and he felt compassion upon him. He bandaged him, anointed him, cleaned his wounds, and placed him on his donkey. Then he took the man to an inn, and before he departed, he paid the innkeeper, but he put the man in charge of his care, and said upon his return he would repay the man for all the expenses that the innkeeper might incur during his absence. Now today, we find ourselves around the Lord's table. We're looking back at this story, in the story of our lives, Jesus, the unlikely hero, the Samaritan. And today we find ourselves still in the innkeeper's care, the Holy Spirit. The inn may represent the church. Jesus came upon us, found us, beaten, naked, half dead, and he was moved with compassion. He cleaned our wounds, he anointed us with his blood, he clothed us, he brought us into the inn and put us in the innkeeper's charge until he returns. He paid for all of our expenses, the expenses and debt we incurred in our sins. And here we wait in the innkeeper's care, waiting for the man's return. What will we say to the man when he returns? Will we tell him thank you? Maybe we can't hardly wait for his coming. Maybe we want to embrace him and show him love for all the things in which he's done for us. Do we love him because he first loved us, because he felt compassion upon us on the road where he found us? Our Father and God in heaven, we thank you, Lord, so much for this time, Lord, which we can meet around your Son's table and remember his death, burial, and resurrection, Lord, that you sent him, Lord, to this earth, and he found us, Lord, half dead because of our sins, Lord, and he rescued us. And it was because of that sacrifice, Lord, that he was able to bring us into the church. And here we await, Lord, for his second coming. We thank you, Lord, so much for the gift of the Holy Spirit which you gave upon us, Lord, that you left us in his care during our stay here on earth, Lord. And just please, God, be with us as we partake of these emblems, Lord. Help us to not do so in an unworthy manner, Lord, but to remember that death, burial, and resurrection, Lord, that brought us salvation. We thank you, God, so much for who you are and just each and everything you do for us each and every day. We thank you, Lord, for loving us, and we love you in return. In Jesus' name, amen.